Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Be honest, 8-3. No way the Yankees lose that game yesterday, right? And then in 9-8, we're coming back again. And then in the ninth inning, Rizzo up. Can he do it again? No, he can't, actually. Unfortunately,
I mean, they were due to lose a game, and they were due to lose a game like that.
Yeah, but I didn't
like
see
that.
Losing that way.
No. Look, when it's
saw them losing like 4-0 one day. Yeah, sure.
When the only time I really thought, "Wow, they're going to lose this game," is when Gurriel hit the grand slam, because now it's an 8-7 game,
right?
And I just felt like, all right, they're eventually going to have one of those losses where they blow a big lead. They had not blown a game like this all season long, having a 5-run lead. So once Gurriel hits the grand slam to make it 8-7, it felt like it was possible. But yeah, 8-3. You're thinking to yourself, can you believe this? They just swept Tampa, now they're sweeping Toronto. And the Blue Jays, and I get why they did it, but they acted as if they won the World Series after this.
They said it was the biggest win they've had in 2 years, which is hard to believe since they had a great year last year. But that's apparently what the rhetoric was afterwards.
I guess I get it. Not that they're going to come back and win this division. This was a good weekend for the Yankees, but maybe it would be demoralizing to be swept by the Yankees.
I mean, it certainly would suck, but I mean, it's a one-game swing.
Right.
I guess
It's a two-game swing.
If you look at it that way.
But I have to admit something, and you're right about something. And I have to admit it.
Don't seem so shocked.
Nah, sometimes I am. Sometimes I am. You're right. This thing's over, dude. This division is done.
Yes, I told you that.
And the one thing Big Mac said, I said we agreed with each other on, is they can end it this week. And that was last week. They have three against Tampa. They got three against Toronto. Three more against Tampa. They can finish this thing off.
Right.
And they did. They swept the Rays. They won 2 out of 3 against the Blue Jays. They're 11 up on Toronto. They're 13 up on Tampa. This thing is over.
Yeah. Yeah. Be honest. You turned it off at 8-3, didn't you?
No.
I know you did.
No.
I know you did.
No.
Beautiful day yesterday.
No.
Hey, it's 8-3. I want to spend some time with the family. Sit outside. Have a lemonade. You enjoy watching the kids on their tricycles in the driveway. Game's over. I know a lot of you said the game was over. I know Big Mac did. He was like, it's a wrap.
I never feel that way, but no. I watched it this morning anyway. I enjoyed Father's Day. I watched the
game. You didn't watch the game at all yesterday?
No, I watched
it
this morning. I watched it this morning.
Wow. Nice.
I was over the in-laws' house. It's just, you know.
Did you know the result when you watched it this morning?
Yes, unfortunately, I did.
Gotcha. So you watched the game where you knew the result of it already.
Correct.
But you watched it anyway.
Yes.
This morning.
Yeah.
Got up early.
Yeah.
That's a fan right there.
Especially
knowing that they lost.
Knowing they lost.
Did you just fast forward to the 8th inning?
I did not know how they lost. Someone let it slip the score. So I didn't know that they were up.
Well, I mean, that's inevitable. It's something your whole thing.
And so, yeah, they're up 8-3, and I'm like, wow, they're really going to blow this thing. I can't
imagine
how they were going to do it.
If you were watching live, when Gurriel hits that grand slam, it's the 6th inning. I don't know, man. Like, there was a feeling of, all right, this is going to be the
even though they still had the lead, it was still 8-7.
It was still 8-7, but that just changed everything. Made everything feel different.
8-3, that was it. Click! Click!
And Castro and Peralta have been so good. I mean, eventually these guys aren't going to pitch to below is Peralta really going to have a sub-3 ERA the whole season long?
Yes.
Is Castro really going to be under 3 on the ERA side the whole season long?
Yeah.
Like, eventually they're going to have some games.
And look what happened to Severino. Gave up 5 runs. His ERA is 3-2 now. All of a sudden.
See?
So you're already going to be wrong about that one.
He struck out 9, though.
All of a sudden.
He walked 4 and gave up 2 home runs. Great. You want a cookie?
Here's Jimmy and Dover on the fan. Jim, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm going to put my vote in for Big Mac to get in there when you guys aren't there. I think he's really good on the radio.
What about Loogie? So just Big Mac by himself, no Loogie?
No, Big Mac and Loogie.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, Big Mac and Loogie.
Good.
Yeah, I had a chat with Mac the other night. He triggered me with Sanchez. But you know what was good about it? He actually went back and looked at Sanchez's stats, and he owned up that, you know, Sanchez didn't catch as many games as he thought. So I like somebody who goes back, looks at the facts.
So you like a host that you're smarter than. I respect that.
No.
He likes factual accuracy.
I like a host that follows up.
I'm kidding.
Man, smarter than you too, Evan, because you led the way with Sanchez helped the pitching staff of the Minnesota Twins. That was the conversation.
No, I was just merely pointing out early on Twins' rotation and pitching numbers had been significantly better.
Well, if
better
you look at it,
up.
He hasn't caught that much, and his personal ERA is not very good. They're much better with Jeffers.
So you're blaming me for this?
Well, I'm just saying, he's not only is he smarter than me, he's smarter than you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm blaming both of you and whoever cleared this guy to call into the show, both on the weekend and out during the week, to talk about Gary Sanchez's ERA.
Hey,
knuckleheads.
Greg.
What?
Greg. Yeah. I want to tell you about the day you won me over, because I didn't know you before I moved back here from Australia.
Okay.
And you won me over on your rant about the Islanders' music at the games and the Garden music at the games, and you wanted to be in charge of it.
Yes.
You went on like a 10-minute rant. You had me wetting myself. It was so friggin' funny.
Wow.
That's the day you won me over.
Well, thank you very much, and I am now in charge of all the music at the UBS.
And by the way, very similar to your point, Jim, this is the part of the phone call that won Craig over as well. The first part of the phone call was horrible. Now he loves you. Jim, call back anytime.
Feel free, as a matter of fact.
Just one thing. My wife and I, we're relocating back to Australia permanently.
Why?
And she's a big because her family's out there, and I had a bit of a falling out with mine. So we're
got
just
it.
Moving
so
back
you're
to
hiding
Australia.
From your family as opposed to fixing things. Got it.
Running. No. There's no fixing. It's done.
I got it. It's none of my business. So as long as you guys are good, all good.
Yeah, all good. But she's a big Judge fan, and we really wanted to get to a Yankee game this year.
So let me ask you a quick question, because I'm trying to do the math in my head, and I can't. When the Jets play a 1 o'clock game here, what time is that in Australia?
So they're 14 to 16 hours ahead, depending on daylight savings time.
So what does that mean
to me? So if they play 1 o'clock in the afternoon here, it's 3 o'clock in the morning there.
1 o'clock here, 3 a.m. Monday there.
Right, right.
Wow.
3 a.m.
Monday.
Yeah.
Not 3 a.m.
Sunday
morning. I hope
for the 4 o'clock games. I can watch it at 7.
So you have to watch, if you're going to watch it live, you have to watch it. Monday morning at 3 a.m.
Damn.
Exactly. Yes.
Jeez, that sucks.
I'm a big Jets fan, too. But we want to get to a game, and we're big Yankee fans, but I want to see a game at Citi Field. I haven't been there. And I would love to sit with Evan at Citi Field.
You want to come to that game with me? Is that what you're trying to get?
He wants you to
I'd love to.
Offer him a ticket.
Or the judges' chambers. I don't care where. I just want to take my wife to a Yankee Met game, and we just couldn't.
Wait, do you want to sit with me, or do you want to take your wife?
No,
I'm confused.
Evan, you missed what he said, though.
Yeah, what did he say?
He doesn't want you to take him to any game. He wants to go to a Subway Series game.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Sorry, bro.
I mean, Evan could possibly sit with you for a Met game, but when are you guys going back to Australia?
We're leaving in October, so we're actually going to be streaming. We're going to be streaming the World Series.
Wow, you're going back to Australia just in time for Mets-Yankees Part 2? Oh.
Yes. Oh. But we'll be streaming it as we drive.
Yeah, what time?
It'll be from LA.
You're watching the World Series at 2 a.m.
No, it'd be better than that. Because the World Series will be 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
So what does that add up to?
So that'd be like
6 a.m.
No, later than that.
10 a.m.
Yeah, like 10, 11 in the morning.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, that's great. That's
for him, better than 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's right?
Yeah.
Well, but you guys are great. We love you guys.
Thank you.
And
I guess the call's going to end here. Evan, anything you want to do for the guy or no?
Get him tickets?
No, or am I taking him?
I'm confused. What am I doing?
He wants to go with you.
Oh, you want to go with me?
He doesn't want to go by himself.
Yeah.
It's possible. Leave your email with Loogie. I'll let him know. I'll let you know. I can't guarantee it.
That's great.
If there's a day where I've got no one to come with me to the game.
Which
I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking, instead of going, and I haven't gone to a Met game by myself. I don't like going to Met games by myself. But if I go down my list, my dad's out, my wife's out, my sons are out, my boy Dennis is out, Bike Biseglia is out, Loogie, I very rarely invite him now. I'd consider starting to take listeners and fans
Jim,
of the show. So, it'll be
there. You understand the rules, though. Jim, do you know the rules?
I know the rules. I got to wear a Mets shirt.
No, I don't care what shirt you wear.
What are the rules?
You got to buy the booze and food.
Oh, that's no drama.
Okay, so make sure. That's like it's a man code thing.
I'll get him an Uber. I'll get him an Uber to go home.
Oh wow.
Oh, in that case, hold on 1 second. You're all set up.
Come on down.
Yeah, there you go. Who are you taking to the Subway Series games? There's two of them.
So it's interesting. My son, my oldest son, Jed, is getting so into the baseball. Took him to two games this weekend.
Can't take him to that game.
He wants to go.
Can't take
him. But my dad is. Yeah, I mean, he's in.
Dad's got to get first crack.
What I'm thinking of doing is somehow getting a third ticket.
No, maybe, you don't need it.
I do need it.
Do the sleepy sun routine.
What's that mean?
I explained this to you last week.
The sleepy sun routine?
It's called
routine?
The sleepy sun routine. I've done it a million times with my kids.
What is it?
So Jet's five.
Yeah.
Theoretically, he should have a ticketed seat. Theoretically.
No, he's supposed to, yeah.
Thus, theoretically.
Okay.
Okay? You walk in to the entrance you normally walk in. You're holding him. You tell him to put his head down in your neck like he's sleeping.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
No one's going to say a word.
So I could just go in without a ticket?
You walk right in.
Now, once the game.
Now, you have a ticket for yourself.
I have a ticket. My dad has a ticket. But then
you hold the kid. I mean, Jet's not a big five-year-old.
Right.
He's an average-size five-year-old.
Average five.
Yeah. Head down in daddy's neck.
But now once the game starts, he's become a lap sitter.
He's sitting on your lap and your dad's lap.
My lap, my dad's lap. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting into it enough. I think I have to do it.
He's not like 100 pounds.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I can carry him in or out. I've done it before. Fell asleep for that Mets-Phillies game in April. I have to carry him out.
It's called the sleepy sun move.
Have you done that?
Many times.
How many times?
A dozen.
And it's worked every time?
15.
And they don't ask you for a ticket?
Always works.
Wow.
And you pull the old, he's sleeping. He's sleeping. Can't wait. He's sleeping. That kind of thing.
All right, I'll try it.
Yeah, yeah, try it.
See how it goes.
I guarantee you success.
Now, what happens if they all of a sudden say, you're not allowed in, and during Mets-Yankees when the game is sold out? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
He's three.
Just say he's three.
He's a big three-year-old.
He's a very big three-year-old.
He's three. And then, are they going to challenge you on that?
Here's what's going to happen. I guarantee it. He's three. No, I'm not. Wow. I'm five and a half,
You have to have the chat with Chet first. Chet, don't be a rat. You have to have the fact that you haven't already scares me.
You want
to
go to the Subway Series, son?
Yeah.
You're three.
You're three if anybody asks.
You're actually two and a half.
Put your head down in daddy's neck and practice it tonight at home.
All right.
Pick him up like that. Head right down.
And I don't know if you're a good influence or a bad influence.
I'm a great influence.
I haven't figured it out
yet. You know how many games Sonny got to go to or Lucky got to go to with Sleepy Son?
Did they ever question you deeply?
Never. No one's got the balls
to question you
when you're holding the kid and he's sleeping in your nook.
Right.
Your little neck nook.
Right.
You know, by the clavicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No one's going to question
you. I'll let you know how that goes.
I know it's going to go. You're going to text me, thank you.
You're the best.
That's how it's going to go.
Right.
Sleepy son. 306. Yankee tickets at 3 o'clock. Or as close as we can get every day. Evan's got it.
A Jersey Mike's Yankee box office splits. The Yankees are taking on the Houston Astros on Sunday, June 26th, to wrap up that four-game series. So we'll take caller number 4 at 866-540-WFAN for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office splits. A lot of Astros this week. Mets Astros, Yankees Astros, then Mets Astros again. A lot of Astros.
That's it?
That was it.
Okay. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the fan. Here's Peter in Long Island. Peter, good afternoon. How are you?
Craig and Evan, how are you guys?
Doing great. How are you?
What's up?
Good, thank you. I have a comment about the Yankee game, but before I get to that, Evan, don't you have a younger son?
I do. He's one and a half.
Okay, so you take your older son and you take your younger son's ID... And this way, you know, you get it.
Hold on.
My younger
Peter,
son's ID.
How many five-year-olds do you know have ID?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know. Nobody
right.
does.
But, he's fine,
Evan
trust
be
me.
Like, oh, you know what? I just had his, you know, I had his...
Here's the deal. Jet is the, and I'm saying this positively, he doesn't stand out physically. He's not like one of those crazy big kids.
Right.
He's not a fat kid. He's just a normal five-year-old. If he's being held by his dad... And his head's down in his dad's neck like he's sleeping.
Right.
He's good.
I'm just curious, Peter, what type of ID do you think a year-and-a-half-year-old kid has?
No, military. A birth certificate. You know, you'd be like, yeah, I was just at the doctor the other day, and I just happened to have this with me. You know what I mean?
Just bring his birth certificate.
I mean, nobody carries
that.
His
birth certificate.
Greg, I'm going to ask you, did you watch the Yankee game yesterday?
Did I watch what?
The Yankee game.
Which one?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I turned it off at 8-3.
Okay, So you didn't see the Chapman and Castro at bat?
No, I have since seen all the highlights, but I did not watch it after 8-3 live, no.
Okay, because Chapman struck out on the first three pitches.
Yeah, I know. Boone was complaining about it too. And you're not wrong, by the way. So, the umpiring was terrible. But here's the thing. Like, I'm not going to argue about Ryan Willis' strike zone. It wasn't very good. I think you're right. But it's baseball. Like, unfortunately, it happened. So even though he should have struck out, it turned into a walk. It doesn't mean necessarily you got to give up a grand slam to Lourdes Gurriel. Like, this happens in baseball.
I think Boone was also pissed. Was it the Glaber at-bat? There was another at-bat where he felt one of his guys got squeezed. But look, you scored eight
Glaber
runs.
Glaber at-bat, exactly.
Let's be fair. How many games are the Yankees going to lose this year when they score eight runs?
This is the first time it's happened.
Right.
This is going to be the only one.
So
this
can't
be the only one. But what I want to say really is that just imagine if this was the World Series Game 7.
It wouldn't have been managed this way, first of all. And Ryan Willis hopefully will not be a home plate umpire in Game 7 of the World Series. Like,
I
get
hope
it.
Not.
The umpiring sucked. I'm not going to even argue or dispute it. It's just that it happens. Look, in the Met game, Buck Showalter managed that game strictly differently than he would have in a postseason game. Why? In his words, I hope not to use Edwin Diaz. I was staying away from Drew Smith.
Right.
So he pushed Chris Bassett longer than he would
You're
have.
You're talking about the seventh inning, right?
I'm talking about the Mets in the seventh inning.
Right.
So in relation to the Yankees, it's sort of the same thing. Is Luis Severino starting the bottom of the sixth inning if this is the playoffs?
Well, no, listen, if that were a playoff game, Bassett's gone in the sixth.
Absolutely.
100%.
And to the point of the Yankees, it's the same thing. It's managed differently. And I certainly hope Ryan Willis or Wills isn't the home plate umpire, because I agree.
Like, they didn't lose because of the umpires. Scored eight runs. You lost the game. What are you going to do? We can sit and cry about it. You want to win every single game. Of course you do. We're not going to. You took 5 out of 6 in order. From Tampa and Toronto, which was supposed to be the hard part of our schedule, and we dominated.
Look at you using our.
Our. That's right.
You're like Boomer talking about the Rangers. I love it. We, our, us.
Our. Our. Boomer works here still?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Why? I heard him do a Sports Minute this morning.
Oh, he did? Oh, good.
I didn't understand it, but there was some
what
kind
was
of
sports. What was the Sports Minute you didn't understand?
So it was about a person who I think was in the Olympics and then saving somebody's life, but I was really confused by it.
Was it the transgendered swimmer at Penn?
I don't think so.
No?
Did you hear the new rules on that, by the way?
I think she is not allowed to swim anymore.
She's not allowed to swim in the Olympics.
Oh, is it the Olympics, but collegially she can?
You need to have transgendered, I think, before the age of 12 is the rule, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, who's going to do that?
Well, some people do that, but I guess that's the rule.
A lot of people don't think so.
I don't know the numbers.
Seems like an 11-year-old, you know, that's a pretty weighty decision to put on an 11-year-old.
Then you can't race.
But, Mommy, I really want to be in the Olympics as a woman.
I think it's not allowed now.
Really, at 11?
I think you have to do it before you're 12. That's what I read, yeah.
I saw Caitlyn Jenner was pumped about it.
Oh, she liked the new rule?
She loves it.
Okay.
Hates the concept of transgendered athletes competing against their former sex.
Right.
Specifically, Leah Thomas.
There's no perfect answer to it. So the idea of saying, okay, 12 is the line of demarcation, it's not a terrible idea.
I don't know. Like, I do feel bad for Leah Thomas. I mean, what did she do wrong?
No one's saying she did anything wrong.
She's an athlete
she just
that
may
wants
not,
to compete.
No one's saying she did anything wrong, but she may not be able to compete. There are rules.
Right.
I mean, there's just the
eventually,
way it is in sports.
There'll be maybe, knock on wood for them, enough transgendered athletes where they can compete against themselves.
Oh, like a separate division?
Yeah.
That could happen.
I mean, that might happen one day.
Sure.
But it was weird that Caitlyn Jenner went crazy.
She was happy.
Caitlyn Jenner wants all transgendered athletes banned.
Really?
Yes. From every
sport.
Yes.
Wait, so they can they compete in any sport?
No. If it was up to Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, of course, doesn't want transgendered athletes competing.
Ever.
Other than against themselves.
Oh, so she's saying just create a separate division.
If possible.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But listen, you know, there's also people that don't want folks who've had, like, amputations who run with, like, metallic legs now.
Yeah.
There are those that think that's an advantage.
Is it?
I don't know.
That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, if you can run faster because of it, then it is an advantage.
Like,
huh?
if your legs were titanium and they never got tired, I could see that being an advantage.
Right.
Possibly.
Well, what
but I'm sure if you went to those folks and said, I'm going to give you a choice. Be the way you are or have never lost your legs,
right,
they would take their original legs
of course,
all day, every day.
Of course.
So I do feel for them in that regard, right? I tell you, we played a softball game once against the Wounded Warrior team.
Right.
Every member of the team, I think by team rule, had a, what do you call that?
Prosthetic arm or leg.
Yeah,
or
one or the other. Yeah. And it was scary how much they beat us by.
Really? Well, that's because you guys are terrible, though, too.
So Al Dukes was pitching.
Well, their answer's your question.
Yeah, but listen to this. So Al Dukes, this is like one of the last games we let him pitch because he became a head case. He had the yips. There's this guy who's like a Navy SEAL, and I apologize for forgetting his name. Badass American hero. Prosthetic legs. Titanium legs, all right? Al Dukes is throwing inside with softball, right? The guy's not going to flinch. He's a Navy SEAL, for crying out loud, okay? Al Dukes hits him in the leg.
Oh.
In the prosthetic leg.
I feel so terrible.
We're all, it's like really uncomfortable. Like, what do you do? What
I
do
would
you say,
leave
right?
at this point.
So the guy picks the ball up, throws it out pissed off because Al's like pitching around him.
Right.
And he takes the aluminum bat and he hits it against his titanium prosthetic leg.
Right.
And he goes, "You can't hurt me.
Wow.
Pitch me the effing ball."
Yes.
So Al is very nervous now.
I'm sure.
So Al lobs one in. That ball's still going.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you?
I'll never forget that. He hit his own leg with an aluminum bat. Like, it would have broken our legs.
Right, right, right.
And he goes, "My legs are titanium.
Nothing
can hurt
me, Al."
What a great moment that was.
Sort of reminds me of Josh Donaldson over the weekend. Did you see? Oh, come on. Your look makes me think you didn't see it. So Josh Donaldson gets hit by a pitch.
He was pissed.
He was pissed.
I saw.
He slammed the bat to the ground.
Yeah.
Almost like, "You can't hurt me."
Wow.
Next at bat, bomb of a home run, and then pimps it as if he never hit a home run before.
Yes, I did see that.
Reminds me of the Navy SEAL.
No. Not even close to the Navy SEAL.
Not even close. Why? So Donaldson would have needed to have broken the bat over his head as he went to first base?
I'm not going to compare any baseball player to a Navy SEAL, but I hear you. I hear you. I guess they've a team that travel the country.
That's pretty amazing. So Al was scared, you know whatless after this.
Scared, like.
So was the guy mad, though?
The guy was pissed, like.
Because I thought it was almost him.
The guy was like, "You're pitching around me, dude."
Oh, I got you.
Like, he was throwing balls. And the guy's like, "I'm not walking. You can't hurt me if you hit me.
I got you.
I've got titanium legs.
I guess I'm thinking about it in
Throw
terms
me a
of
pitch.
If we were playing baseball, like if this was fan baseball, I'm trying to get him out. And sometimes you got to pitch inside. That's baseball, right?
Different baseball, softball.
If I pitched inside and happened to hit him, you don't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Would he have taunted me by like, "Bang, this can't
hurt"? Boomer taunted him by saying, "You just beamed a war hero. Nice job, jackass."
He's right. Boomer's
it was
right.
Really one of the last games Al ever pitched.
So that's what retired him.
Pretty much.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't blame
pretty
him.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's a pretty.
He hit a war hero. With a slow pitch softball. Yeah. Here's John in Scranton. John, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I was, how are you, Craig? How are you?
Great. Thank you.
All the time. I was listening to Howard Stern today.
Yeah.
And you guys at the end were on where he was talking about Mad Dog getting into the Hall of Fame, the Radio Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And he mentioned Craig and Evan that said about Baba Booey getting, should be the first one, and Al Dukes after that for the. And he was talking about it for a while. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Nice.
Did he say nice things or no?
Yeah. He said he didn't know who Evan was. Then he said Evan was in the private part.
Yes. He goes through this every couple of years. Yeah. I don't know who this guy is. Oh, wait. He was in my movie. My favorite scene or whatever.
Right. And then they kept playing when Evan was saying Baba Booey.
On our show last week, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Loogie was telling me I say Baba Booey oddly, which I never knew, to be honest
with you. He wasn't sure if you were busting his butt or
really?
Or not, but,
no, so offline, I should tell you that. You know, Gary Del Bate and I texted one another last week after we brought it up on the air. He was thankful for our promotion of him being in the Hall of Fame. I just wanted to say thank you for the nice words.
Yeah, no, he's not in, though. Gary is not in.
No, I know. He should be in. Right. I mean, you can't have a radio Hall of Fame without the producer of the greatest radio show of all time. It's stupid. Well, it's like not including the greatest manager of all time in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, why would we do that?
I'd like to be a guest on that show.
I think that'd be the greatest.
I was thinking the same thing, Craig. You got to get on there.
I agree. Why can't you text Baba Booey?
I think they'd have to ask for me to actually get on there.
Why don't you text Baba Booey and say, look.
Yeah, because I wouldn't do that.
I'm not trying to be arrogant here. I think I'd be, listen, as a super fan myself, you'd be the greatest guest of all time. And I'm not saying that because you're my partner. I'm saying it because I even thought that before we were partnered up. Yeah. I said, why the hell hasn't Howard put Craig Carton on? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and now that they're talking about you guys, I think it would probably be a perfect time.
You'd have to tell Gary that.
You don't think he'd be fascinated by, and I hate to say it, but everything you went through, that you were involved in.
People are fascinated by
I bet you Howard Stern would.
Yeah.
And he'd be very, like, he'd dig in there.
Dig in.
He would dig in there.
Dig in.
We would discover stuff that none of us knew about Craig.
I mean, I probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Well.
But, and boy, they played, and I listened to it again, but, they played it out for a little while. They were talking about Mad Dog not in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Well, that's an issue because Francesca did get in, but they didn't get in the Hall of Fame as a team, which was interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's got to bother Chris at some level.
Well, if Baba Booey is
a finalist this year.
Listen, let me give you some producer advice. He's watching you're a Hall of Fame producer. Well, maybe he tuned in.
Yeah.
You got to book Craig. That is some interview. Oh, my God.
I think it came up once years ago.
What came up?
I think there was a conversation I wasn't involved with about them booking me on
They should.
Show. Yeah. Well, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't.
Oh, that'd be tremendous.
I would do it, obviously.
You're damn right you would. You better do it.
I would, for you.
For me? For me?
I'd bring you as my plus one.
No, I don't want to be there. No.
You don't want to be there?
I'm too big of a fan. I don't do that. I got to just listen. It's you. You're there.
All right, I'll go.
I'm at home listening on my radio.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, it's going to be great. Get it done. Baba Booey, if you're listening, book Craig Carton. Thank you.
It'll happen one day.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is it going to be after we're done, though?
After we're done?
Yeah.
It depends when we're done.
When are we done?
I don't know.
A couple years?
Couple of years.
I need this to happen soon.
Yes, you do.
By the end of 23, Carton on Howard. Let's go.
I mean, how much longer is Howard working?
Forever. He ain't going anywhere.
I think he's probably in his last deal.
Is he, though?
Yeah, I think so.
He may cut down to less shows.
I think he'll do projects afterwards.
Okay,
but my gut is that, although they keep giving him the money they allegedly give him.
No.
Why would you stop, right?
I've listened to Howard many years. He made a comment about 6 years ago. I'm going to repeat it. He said, I don't get it. There are sitcoms on. They're on once a week for a half hour.
Yeah.
Why not us? So that's his future. Once a week, 45 minutes, we still get Howard. And that's enough time to interview your ass. So let's go.
I think I need more than an hour.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
By the way, did you happen to see that Clay Holmes broke Mariano Rivera's Yankees record for consecutive scoreless appearances?
Yeah. Dude, that guy's unhittable, man. Is that going to ever end?
I mean, at some point, right?
See, here's the thing. This is where you could call me a hypocrite. With the Yankee rotation, it will end. These guys are not this good. I'm starting to think Clay Holmes may have really found
something.
You
figured it out, you think?
Well, because he's throwing a 98-mile-an-hour sinker that no one can hit hard. And he's doing it consistently. And he's been doing it for almost a year now. And so I start to look at him and say, my God, you may have really uncovered the best closer of today.
Yeah.
This may truly be who he is, which is remarkable to say.
By the way, did you happen to see that Steve Summers and Bob Huesler were at the Met game yesterday? And they, at least, I don't know about Bob, they put Steve's face up on the Jumbotron.
Yes, they did.
I'm not sure if they did the same for Bob.
Well, I'll tell you, I was there.
But so did they put Bob up there, too, by name or no?
Both faces were up there, but they ignored giving Bob the proper due.
Maybe because he had the hat on, possibly.
No.
Maybe they didn't know.
They disrespected him. But what they did say was...
And wasn't his nickname Mr. Met?
Mr. Met.
Yeah.
I know. And he was wearing a Met hat, and I think it's Bob's tickets, all that. So they announced, ladies and gentlemen, WFAN sports talk legend, Steve Summers.
And what was the reaction?
Nice hand.
Nice hand?
Nice hand, yeah.
They do the wave for him?
They do the wave for him.
Would you have done the wave for Steve Summers?
I would do anything for Steve, yeah.
All right, so
I tried to take a picture of the scoreboard,
yeah,
and I have it. It just came out so crappily.
I saw it. Someone else put it up there on Twitter.
Well, did I put my picture up?
No, I saw someone else had it up there.
You want to see my picture?
Sure.
I'm coming over.
Let me take a look.
It's weird.
The reason I bring it up is that Gary, Keith, and Ron were talking about it, about him on TV. The photograph that Evan took, what?
It's all black. You can't see anything.
It's like the Headless Horseman. There's no Steve Summers there. Huh? That's odd. In any event, Gary, Keith, and Ron did talk about him.
Did they talk about Bob or just Steve?
I think just Steve.
Really?
No, I don't know if they talked about Bob. Did you hear it?
Yeah, they talked about both.
Oh, good.
They did.
Good.
They mentioned Bob's name, but it's mostly when they talk about Steve. Maybe.
But what's interesting is that you were on camera for 30 seconds at a 10-0 game.
Yes.
And they didn't mention your name at all.
Not a word. Nothing.
And you're on the station.
And you're on SNY.
And I'm on their channel.
Yeah. And those guys have never been on SNY. We're on SNY.
They wax poetic about
Not every day, but a lot of days.
They wax poetic about
So
Steve.
Are you
talking about how he would have them laughing in the car to the point that it must have looked funny from strangers driving past them. They think you must be nuts. I'm just laughing at Steve.
Does that hurt you, Craig? Because even though it was me, you're the funny one. And it very easily could have turned into, hey, there's Evan of Carton Roberts. That Craig is so funny.
Yeah.
And so this should hurt you.
Doesn't hurt me at all.
At all.
I just need to make you more, what's the word I'm looking
for? Yeah, what is the word you're looking for?
More popular, I guess? I think I need more people to know what you look like. Because then that's good for me.
No. Hold on.
You being invisible in plain sight's no good.
Craig, you got this all wrong. Gary and Keith knew exactly who I was.
But they didn't mention it.
They didn't mention it.
That's not
And I think a part of that, whether you want to admit it or not, is you. And it's got to sting you just a little bit.
Why? Keith Hernandez just invited me to an event I can't go to.
He invited me to an event I can't go to. Yet he didn't mention me when I was on the screen.
Right,
for 10
that's
seconds.
You, though. Because here's the reality.
It's us.
Here's the reality.
What?
And I hate to bring this to you.
Go ahead.
I've come to terms with it. You have to.
Yeah.
If you were walking down the street.
Yeah.
Keith Hernandez is walking towards you.
Yes.
He don't know who you are. He don't know who I am.
I've totally accepted that.
He just goes.
He just walks.
He just flows.
But do you know who Keith does know? Steve Summers.
Well, to be fair, they also put his name up on the screen. Hey, there's Steve Summers.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's easy for him. Oh, I used to listen.
Steve's been there a bunch of times. I think he was there at opening day, too, with Bob.
What?
And Keith used to call in a lot. I think Keith does like Steve.
Oh, like on the way home after a game
He would come on the show a lot. With
you know who Keith's second favorite WFN personality is, as long as we establish Steve is number one? Number two.
I don't.
Clearly, because he goes on with him all the time. I think he has a regular spot
Richard
with
Neer.
Him. Richard Neer.
He was on with him this weekend.
Loves Richard Neer.
Yeah. Richard Neer actually said something very interesting on the air this weekend.
What's that?
And it was kind of like, all right, buddy, we'll see if we can do it for you.
What's that?
Richard Neer announced when he was doing the interview with Sweeney Murdy this weekend that he very much would like to do a game.
A Yankees game.
A play-by-play game for the Yankees.
Right.
That would be, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, a real feather in his career cap. And once he got to do a game, he could kind of walk away.
Huh.
How about that?
You think he's going to get to do it?
Well, here's the question.
What?
Did he ask anybody to do a game? Is he willing to get on a plane and go to a game?
Because it's got
to
be a road game,
it's
obviously.
It's got to be a road game, right?
I would assume that that was an on-air declaration.
I think so, too. I think that was... If anyone's listening, I'm going to put my hat in the ring.
Yes.
Good for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone has.
Yeah. I think Richard's like, Sweeney's doing a game?
You think that's what it
I mean, Sweeney's doing a game. Sweeney, Bernie, everybody.
What do you think Sweeney thought of in the moment? Because this is his moment. He's getting a chance to do games. And Richard said, by the way, I'd like to do a game. Think Sweeney was bothered or he's good?
Bothered? No. No. Hurt? Yes. Yeah. Like, why can't I just do this?
This is my moment.
Why can't I just do the game? And why can't you just let me have my moment in the sun?
Did you hear Justin Shackle this weekend?
Yes, I did.
You're right over there?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Dove was pouring liquid into a filing cabinet.
And it
fascinates me.
Was he?
I'm just trying to figure out why we do that.
You were pouring liquid into a filing cabinet?
Like, is there a bowl in there? Is there napkins in there? Like, what's in there? There's another cup in there.
Oh, there's a bowl of clips.
Oh.
Paper clips.
He was pouring water into the paper clip holder. That's true.
Dole's a strange guy. I love Dole, but he's very strange.
Yeah.
Very weird guy.
Yeah.
Well, now
he's going to have to come in, I guess. Microphone's broken, sorry. That microphone's broken. Let me see the cup. He's going to pour it over my head.
He poured an empty cup over his head.
Dry cup. Good job, Dole.
Nice job, Dole.
To be fair, from my vantage point, he's pouring coffee into a filing cabinet.
Are you calling a Yankee game since you're the executive producer of Yankee baseball?
No.
He said, close-lipped.
No, not happening.
He said no.
So Shackle did this weekend, and tonight from Tampa, my guy, Ricky Ricardo.
I heard some of Shackle.
What'd you think?
And it's what I said was going to happen when John eventually retires.
What?
Great voice, really solid play-by-play announcer that you're kind of like, did a great job.
Because there's no pomp
and
circumstance.
It's not... You know,
there isn't.
Yeah,
I get that, but that's why I think Ricky will bring the theatrics tonight.
Yeah, assuming, I don't know what his relationship is with Susan, hopefully it's good, but yeah.
No, but I mean, Ricky does a lot. You can hear it in his Eagle games, like he's going to give you a little extra, little pump.
Yeah.
Now, it may piss people off, but some people are going to love it, very similar to John.
Yeah, that's true. So, Shackelberg did a good job, but, you know, it's like I said, he's just a really competent professional announcer.
Right.
And we're not used to that.
No, I know.
We don't have that.
We're used to John.
Yeah.
We're used to the craziness.
I did listen. I forget which game. I think it was Friday's game where he had to explain to Susan who Biggie Smalls was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
So it was a really weird, just strange thing. He's like, well, you know, that music you hear there is arguably the greatest rapper of all time. What's his name? I never heard of him. And he goes, well, his birth name was Christopher Wallace, but you may know him by his stage name, Notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls.
Right.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Like, all right. Are you sure?
Was that the best moment of the broadcast weekend? Because that sounds actually kind of cool. Kind of epic, if you will.
I mean, it was early on Friday. I want to say Friday. I think it was Friday.
I heard a little bit of Sunday, driving home from the Mets game.
Like, he's a solid play-by-play
guy. Did a very solid job.
And that's the problem.
No, I think you're spot on. Your analysis
is
right.
Like, the home runs were just like, deep fly ball to left, home run.
He made good, solid radio calls. He's a good announcer, but we're so used to John. And that's why I think Ricky... I'm not, like, telling you he's the greatest over everybody, but I like Ricky, but he brings similarities to John. And I'm looking forward to that. Like, I think after someone hits a home run tonight, we're going to get some real Broadway out of my guy Ricky. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And that's why I think he fits in best if you're looking for something similar to John. That's my analysis.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Thank you.
Part of it. 877-337-6666. Now, take your time. Be casual, nonchalant about the fact that my computer doesn't work.
Yeah, my computer has a mouse moving, and I'm not even moving it.
It's
like there's a ghost in the studio.
There's people waiting on hold to chat with us, but I can't see them, as you can see my screen.
No, I had the same thing.
And nonchalantly, the other guy's like,
Well, you mock the promo for people to call, so talk.
Well, because the promo sucks. That has nothing to do with you, Luke. Don't take that personal. The promo is terrible.
I won't get to it. I'll get around to it.
I mean, you're not choking on candy. The call screener's out.
Let me slowly, saunter
there's
in.
No sense of,
get a sense of what's going on.
There's no sense of urgency.
Of course there is.
Because it's not urgent.
I'm in here taking care of it. There's nothing to do in there.
Right.
You see that mouse moving? Yeah. It's not magic, Evan. It's me trying to fix the problem.
Oh, that's you?
And yes. My screen's broke, too, so we have an issue. That's all. So
you don't seem all that bothered by the issue.
You do seem very casual when there's an issue.
And like, you
because as a producer, my job is to remain calm to not make the talent who do panic not panic.
Very
panic.
Much like Jim
talent
Brown.
Talent likes to panic.
Very much like Jim Brown. We get up slow every play.
Yes, you do.
Just so you never, see us panic.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Jim Brown, Sandy Koufax. Did you see that the Dodgers out of nowhere unveiled a Sandy Koufax statue?
No.
Yesterday.
Really?
And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. We all went nuts about Tom Seaver, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Like, where's the statue? The L.A. Dodgers yesterday, or maybe Saturday, unveiled a Sandy Koufax statue.
What took them so long?
I have no
idea. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, like, I guess, yeah, that is what I'm getting at. That's the
moral. Like, were they
story.
Up in arms out in L.A.? Where's our Sandy Koufax statue?
Sandy Koufax retired 2 decades before Tom Seaver.
Yes.
Like, Tom Seaver retired in 1987.
Like, what was the big push to get the Koufax statue now that didn't happen 20 years ago?
I don't know. They realize he's in his 80s. Let's build this before he's dead. I mean, I don't know. Is that what they're thinking?
Was he there for the unveiling?
He was, and he made a speech.
Did Vince Scully go to it?
I don't know that.
That'd be pretty cool.
I would hope he was if he was able to, but Sandy was there, made a speech.
Yeah.
Doesn't usually make public speeches. But when I'm seeing this, I'm thinking to myself, why is that happening now?
Yeah.
Is there like a new statue craze going on in America?
I don't know if it's a craze, but I think teams are finally recognizing that fan bases want you to honor their greatest players in some manner. The statue's the easiest way to do it.
I get that, but
because I'm sure the Dodgers have had a multitude of Sandy Koufax.
Sure,
nights.
Look, his number's retired, all that. The guy hasn't thrown a pitch in 46 years, if my math is correct. 46 years he hasn't thrown a pitch. And now the statue's coming. You could argue, timing-wise, far worse than Tom Seaver. Again, Tom Seaver pitched into the 80s.
Yeah. Well, listen, I guess there's a statue craze. Like, what would be the next statue in New York if you're going to build one?
Are the Yankees putting up statues?
No.
They will not put up a statue.
They're not statue people.
The Garden going to put up a statue?
I think the Garden should.
Well, we could put one up for Willie
Reed. I'm sure they will.
Dramatically walking onto the court.
No, we're not.
We could put one up for Mark Messier holding the cup in the air.
Ah.
We could put one up for Kyrie Irving since he's about to go to the Knicks.
Do you do a Linsanity statue?
Are you serious?
Do you put that up?
You're just trying to piss me off, aren't you?
Could you imagine?
Can I imagine?
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, Madison Square Garden Properties announces they will not be doing a Clyde statue. There will be no Willis Reed statue. Bernard King will not be immortalized via statue. But next season, on the corner of 33rd and 7th, you will see Linsanity surrounded by Landry Fields.
By the way, congratulations to Landry Fields. He's announced to be
Atlanta
the general
GM.
Manager of the Atlanta Hawks.
And your guy, Kenny Atkinson, turned down a head coaching job at about $20 million
he accepted
from the Charlotte Hornets.
He accepted it, reportedly, and then changed his mind. Whether it's because the job sucks or he doesn't want to be a head coach. Good for Kenny, whatever he wants.
877-337-6666. Mets beat the Marlins today.
They haven't beat them yet.
So another series win for the Mets.
They haven't won the series
yet. Everybody's happy.
They haven't won yet.
Everybody's happy.
Though I will give you credit earlier in the show.
Bring on the Astros.
Yes, bring on the Astros. Earlier in the show, in Craig's attempt, and he does this a lot just to piss me off, he attempts to say a game is over before it's over.
Yeah.
He predicted David Peterson's pitching line. And he said, hey, great job by David, 6 scoreless innings. He was very close. 5 1/3 scoreless innings.
He got into the 6.
So I commend you for actually correctly predicting that about Sir David Peterson, who did a fine job dancing in and out of trouble this afternoon.
Here's Bruce in Howell, New Jersey. Bruce, what's going on?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Yeah, so I really love your show. You guys are my favorite show.
Yeah, we're awesome.
Yeah, so I'm a big Yankee fan. Don't really get to go to a lot of games. I can't really afford it, but you know, watch most of the games on TV. I got one question for you guys.
Yeah.
Why don't the Yankees try to put Giancarlo Stanton in left field? It'll open up a lot of windows. Maybe a Joey Gallo to go in right field because he hits much better when he's there.
Bruce,
he's still not comfortable
fault,
doing it.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Since we're just being cavalier about things here, I know it's so nonchalant. does anybody get turned away from getting on the air? Like, do we screen any calls and say, not today? Sorry, Billy, you can't call the show today. Or they're not talking about that today. Or it's just not going to work out for you today. Or anything like that. Or do we just say, anybody that calls in gets on the air? What's our deal on that? Just so I know. Because I know we have a promo that says, sometimes our hosts need a break, so please call. But have you guys been instructed to put everybody through? I'm getting no answers. None. Just as I thought I wouldn't. Oh, you want to speak? Go ahead.
I have nothing to say.
Yeah,
I'm trying
to
fix
say.
The phones.
Yeah.
By the way, you were able to take one, huh?
Yeah, I was. Now they're all gone.
You're
again.
Welcome.
Good job.
You're welcome.
Good job on that. Yeah.
Thank you, Big Mac. You did a stellar job.
If I'm going to get the flack, we might as well every once in a while get some praise. But yeah, well, I don't know.
Let me say, you should get praise for things
fixing the
working?
Phones? Yeah.
I mean,
why not?
It's supposed to work. No, no. Well, you did. You brought my best friend, the engineering department, because they're good at what they do.
Well, now he's going to reset it, so hopefully it
and
works
longer.
And
he's going to get credit for fixing it.
Yes, as he
you
should.
You two knuckleheads don't give a rat's ass are not going to get credit.
No, he's coming
for
in for surgery. I put a Band-Aid on to allow Bruce on the air. Just a thank you, that's all.
No, there'll be no thank you.
Okay.
There's no thank you.
All right.
You're not getting a thank you.
Okay.
That's all.
That's like me saying to our boss, hey, I came to work today. Where's my thank you?
Really?
I came to work today.
You want to read my job description? It says make sure the phones are working. Is on it.
Well, to help run the show.
To the playbook.
You got to go specific on what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do.
Company handbook, rather. It's in there. Coming up, why did Buck Showalter take a shot at the Yankees? 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.